The perfect mother. My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. 2 Corinthians 12:9. Suzanne desired to be the perfect mother. She worked around the clock, preparing gourmet meals for her own family and others who had a need, cleaning the house, doing laundry, washing dishes, and providing church and community service. Suzanne soon felt weary, discouraged, and depressed. Her joy for life was gone. This is not the life God calls us to. John 15:5 describes the type of living God planned for us. I am the vine, you are the branches. If a man remains in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. We are not expected to live any moment of life without the Lord. God desires for us to be in such close union with him that the Holy Spirit in us lives through us. It is God in us that will enable us to not be perfect, but to glorify God as a mother. God requires us to lay down our inadequacies at the foot of the cross, our desperate pleas for help. It is then that God will make his grace sufficient for us. It is in our acknowledged weakness that God's power is made perfect and complete. God promises in the state of union with the Lord, his joy may be in us, and that our joy may be complete. Lord, I desire to be in constant union with you. Holy Spirit, live life through me as I parent my child for your glory. The Lord wrote this devotional, The Perfect Mother, through me, Tina Ilakwa, and it is published in 365 Daily Whispers of Wisdom for Mothers of Preschoolers.